With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Flights at the nation's 40th busy airports are being reduced because of the government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic to maintain safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid and show signs of strain during the shutdown. Flight reductions are starting at 4% and will increase by 1% a day up to 10% next week. Airlines say they will try to minimize the impact on travelers, but the cuts could affect up to 250,000 passengers a day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Anxious travelers across the U.S. felt a bit of relief as airlines mostly stayed on schedule while gradually cutting flights because of the government shutdown. More than 800 flights were called off on Friday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban was a guest of President Trump at the White House today. President Trump praised Hungary's strict anti-immigration stance, which is far different than most European countries.
He was right on immigration. And they were wrong. They are flooding Europe with people from all over the world, and Europe is becoming a different place. And I tell the leaders all the time, you better stop or you're not going to have Europe anymore. It's a very dangerous thing they're doing.
The Trump administration has asked a federal appeals court to block a judge's order to distribute November's full SNAP benefits during a U.S. government shutdown. A U.S. district judge had given the administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. However, the administration is seeking to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than available in a contingency fund. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 74 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life group wins a legal fight in Oregon, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The state requires employers to offer health insurance that includes coverage for abortion, something that Oregon Right to Life doesn't want to do. Now a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the pro-lifers, finding that the law violates the group's religious freedom. Oregon Right to Life says, quote, the attempt to force us to finance abortion, the precise human rights violation we're dedicated to opposing, is blatantly unconstitutional. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hollywood continues to push transgenderism and the LGBT agenda despite evidence that most Americans are opposed to them. A new survey by the gay advocacy group GLAAD finds that across scripted primetime broadcast cable and streaming shows, there are 33 transgender characters and nearly 500 LGBT ones. ABC had the largest percentage. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Worried about access to rare earth minerals, President Trump says the U.S. is now looking to Asia.
One of the key items on our agenda is critical minerals. In recent weeks, my administration has strengthened American economic security by forging agreements with allies and friends across the world to broaden our critical mineral supply chain.
The president hosted leaders of five Central Asian countries at the White House on Thursday as he intensifies his hunt for rare earth minerals needed for high-tech devices like smartphones and electric vehicles. Moving at the speed of AI, the Chinese electric vehicle maker XPeng saw its shares jump after unveiling plans for a humanoid robot, a next-generation robo-taxi, to challenge Tesla in its dominance. It was a mixed bag at the close on Wall Street. The Dow was up by 74 points. The Nasdaq down 49. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.